Erev Shabbos Kodesh. I'll be very, very special Shabbos. Firstly, for Bachrim, Shabbos Mevorchim Rosh Chodesh Adar. I don't know about you, but when I was your age, I assure you, I thought about that Shabbos for many, many weeks before it actually happened. Chodesh Adar, Be'ez Hashem, will be a Chodesh that should be Nehepach, L'Sosainu, L'Simcha, to the real Simcha Metz Hashem, the Gula Shlema Metz Hashem, there'll be Refuah Shlema as a Metz Hashem, a Chizik, and Emunah Shlema, all the incredible, incredible things. But there's also, it's the first of a set. Chazal said that to come to days of Purim and Pesach is way, way, way too lofty to come into it with a sudden shock. For Yid is going to come into Yumeya Purim and Pesach with a sudden shock, they're not going to take the full impact. They're just going to bounce off it and leave. So Chazal, in their infinite wisdom, were mesaken four Shabbosim before Purim, two before Purim and two between Purim and Pesach. Their goal is to get us in the mode and understand how precious and holy the days that are coming on. We need to realize that Parshas Shkolim is, we're going to learn the psukim at the beginning of Parshas Kisiso. And the psukim are talking about something very simple, very not exciting, counting. One of the most boring things you can do is count. What did your mother tell you if you said you couldn't fall asleep? Count sheep, count dots on the roof, right? Why'd she say that? Maybe your mother doesn't say that. In mommy school, they teach that. Because counting is boring and you'll fall asleep very fast. So, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Su es reish b'nei Yisrael. But he doesn't use the word count. What if he used? Which word? Si'u. What does si'u mean? Lift. Lift everyone up by counting them, really. Everyone got a number. How would you feel like? 33, 26, 15. Numbers? The Germans, Yimach Shemam, counted numbers. They put numbers on every year. Numbers? No, Bachram, this is not what's happening here. Si'u es roish, lift heads. Lift up Yidden by counting them. Every Yid counts, and every Yid is part of it. Every single Yid, Bachram, is part of this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, not only are they all part of it, they're all equal. An incredible thing. When in history do you find that a Yid comes to a yeshiva or to a shul and give a donation? And we say, sorry, we're currently not accepting donations. Do you think that ever happened? Bachrim, once, right here. If a Yid says, I want to give 10 shekel instead of a half a shekel, usually what do you do to such a Yid? Shkach! I don't want it. Ha oshir lo yarbe. A rich man can add vahadal lo yamit. Nobody. Everything is the same. And by that, you're going to lift everybody up. How is that? How, by going ahead and making everyone equal, by telling everyone that you're equal to everyone else, that lifts people up? How is that? It says, the Heilige, Heilige Sfasemus. Something beautiful. And he says, V'ha'oshir lo yar v'dal lo yamit, is not going on money. Of course, the pashtus of the pasuk stays. It's going on a Yid who feels super good about himself. He finished the Masechta. He knows it by heart. And there's another Bacher who learned one daf with the art scroll on a tape. Nobody knows what a tape is. We have Bacher, listen to tapes. On a player, whatever you play with, a CD player, an MP3 player, whatever. Dial knows what you can listen on. And he listens and he gets his one daf. And the two of them says the Heilige Sfasemus are standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Bacher who finishes one daf looks at the Bacher, he made a fat siyum, everyone came. And he's feeling the shtickle secondary, second class. Says the Sfasemus, Ha'oshir lo yarbe v'adal lo yamid means, Moshe Rabbeinu says, every single yid. It's not about what you produced. It's about what you did and what you did to accomplish. And it's about if you gave it your best, the idea that he's smarter, so he's better, so he's closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Sfasem is Chazer Treif. The message is lift up a yid. A bacher could sometimes be sitting in the back of the basement and watch another bacher open up a tzais. And the bacher is having poshet. The bacher is getting pleasurized. I don't have a better word. He's sitting there looking at his tzais and his mind is poshet. The guy's in Gan Eden. Have you ever watched some of your Rebbeim learn? It's addictive. It inspires me. I pick up a sefer. I see the Havas of Torah the Rebbeim have. I grew up, I fell my Nair Baksham at the Schuss in Lakewood. They're hidden 50, 60, 75 years old, still sitting in court. They push it. It's not their fault. They're addicted, Nebuch. Nebuch. They're addicted. They push it. Nafsham Chosh. And I want you to know, when we look at them, you can get inspired or broken. This is a man who learned Shas B'Yin. It's very inspiring. It's very, I don't know, I can't do this. And the thought passes above his mind, says the Sfasemis, then he's maybe secondary. I'm not as good. Says the Sfasemis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right here in Parshas Shkolim, is telling us, Suis Reish Bnei Yisrael, lift up the Yidden and tell them, it makes no difference by me. What was delivered, Lamaisa, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about what you put in. And a bacher who puts in effort and gets his daf, and another bacher puts in his same effort, even less, and finishes the masechta. It's not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about what you delivered. Says the Sfasemis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says everyone is the same. Meaning, regardless of what your skill set is, regardless of your brain, you could reach the same madrega. He might finish more blatter than you. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, Ha'oshir lo yarbe v'adal lo yamid. And that's how you lift up Yidden. There's no Yid who's better than another Yid because he's smarter. Are you giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu your time? Are you giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu your effort? Are you giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu your love? Are you pushing away things that Hashem hates? Are you bringing close to you the things Hashem loves? Then you're all the same. The Heilige Ma'bit wrote a classic Sefer called Beis Elikim. And as an introduction to his Sefer, he quotes a very famous Gemara. I think it's the son of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, has an out-of-body experience. I don't know what that is. Sometimes it still goes on today where people are lost during surgery. They die clinically, and they manage to catch them back. People have come back and shared very, very interesting things. Not getting into what they saw, what they didn't see is illegitimate. That's not the point. They are, by the way. I've heard Gedolei Yisrael be nerding the spell from when people came back and said, some wonderful stories, but not for right now. The Gemara tells us such a story. He came back to his father and he says, Tati, you're not going to believe this. Olam hafuch ra'isi. I was up there and I saw a backwards world. What does that mean? A scary house? A ghost house? What does it mean he saw a backwards world? And he said, El yoinim lamata v'tachtoinim lamala. He says something interesting. He says, all the people that down here were like, psh, hush of a guy. They're sitting in row 87 in Gan Eden where the air conditioning is not even working. They get plain food. And he says, the guy down here that was sitting in the back, no one ever looked at him. He was sitting in row 86 down here. Not Chal. He's sitting Mizrach. He's sitting in the front wall next to Rashi and Thesis. And he came to him, he said, something's wrong. Olam hafuch reisi. Imagine that happened in this world. You'd walk into a shul, and all the Rosh Hashivas are sitting on the back table, and in the front table is a bunch of ex-convicts, or convicts, I don't know. What would you say? Someone lost their mind. This is what he saw. He said, in this world, these people who are all... So, ask them a bit. You think it means... that the people who were respected for a lot of money, he saw in the back, and he was shocked. No, he wouldn't have been shocked. What does this mean? Says the Heilige Ma'bit, it's exactly this. He said, Tati, you're not going to believe it. There's that guy that made a Siyam HaShas, and he's sitting in the back. And that kid who couldn't read the Gemara, you remember, everyone was like laughing at him when he quoted a Gemara and no one even knew what he was talking about because he couldn't even read the word straight. That guy was sitting Mizrach. It's crazy. And his father told him, no, you didn't see a backwards world. You saw the world right on target. Because that big, very smart bacher, who in no time went ahead and was able to learn through Shas, he gave us, you know, fine. That other bacher killed himself. I've shared with the bacherim a story. I wasn't planning to say, but as I'm saying this, it's hard not to say. When I was in yeshiva, we used to sit and learn first Seder. There was a bacher that was asleep through first Seder and come down 5 minutes before Shir. He was a genius. And in 5 minutes, he would come through and get everything. And in Shir, well, you can't imagine what this was like. In Shir, I'm sure you've had such a thing. We would all sit there, and this bacher would shoot questions at the yeshiva. She would answer him back. And we were like, I'm not going to lie. It was one of the hardest things in the world to see. It wasn't just me, all of us. The bacher didn't learn nothing. And we're like, how could this be? Is this fear? And I love to share the story that I went to a bar mitzvah a few years ago in Lakewood. And it was in a hall that it was in. I went to, it was Thursday night. I went to the bar mitzvah and the glock were made. There's a hall in the front to take us. We were coming back late. I went to pick up some food for Shabbos. And it was Thursday night, 12 o'clock. And I walked in, I fell in. The bacher was sitting out. This 40-year-old man was sitting on a Thursday night, smoking, eating a chomp with a beer. I had such a visit. Am I allowed him? Bachrim, this mind, if he sat down today in a share, he'd be the best. Imagine a guy in his 40s, smoking, drinking, 12 o'clock at night, not home with his family. I had a chizik. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. Nothing happens! When he was in yeshiva, he was the Elyon. I'm telling you, he was. Not us. Not all the ones that steiged out. Not the Bachrim that went to Seder. I ask you in Shemaim. Well, I happen to have caught him. Let's say I didn't catch him doing this Nahash guy. Could have came up to Shemaim. This Hashem cares about a good head? Really? Hashem gave you that good head. Se'u es Roish B'nei Yisrael teaches us the Sasemes, teaches us the Mabit. What is that? It's not about what you did. Bachrim. So where could you add? So can I ask you a question? So Moshe Rabbeinu says he struggled with the Machzor Shekel. Someone tell me what Moshe Rabbeinu struggled with. What was so hard about the Machzor Shekel? Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, how could there be a mitzvah that you can't do hit or mitzvah on? You ever heard of a mitzvah you can't do hit or mitzvah on? Says this form, Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem and goes, what kind of crazy mitzvah is Machzor Shekel? You're not giving Yidden an opportunity to do extra? Is there a single mitzvah that doesn't have a chumra to it today? Or hit or mitzvah? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, struggle. What do you struggle with? He says, Hashem, what do you mean? How could this mitzvah work? There's no way to express the extra. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him what, remembers? A coin of fire. What is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you can't add in the amount, but you could add into the fire of it. You could add into the passion of it. Baruch Hu, we don't measure just by size, how many blatter. We analyze by the quality of the blot itself. I want to share so many different things, but I'm going to tell you a story that inspired me. I still remember this story, a very famous story. It was famous when it happened. But to make a long story short, there was a Baal Tshuva who went on in life and he became a big Talmid Chacham, and his father didn't come along with it. And his father was getting old, and he tried, and he told his father, you know, the time's coming soon, you're going to meet our Father in heaven. Why don't you... He said, I didn't know because I'm not going to finish a Masechta anyway. I'm never going to have a chance to make a Siyum. Perfection is the enemy of the good. The younger man went to Reb Moshe Feinstein. And he said, Reb Moshe, my father's ready to learn, but he feels like he's not going to make a Siyum anyway. He says, could you make a Siyum on less than, could you make a Siyum on one blot? And Reb Moshe Feinstein says, of course you could. Never learned in his life. He says, make a Siyum on a blot. He says, can I say hot? Reb Moshe said, you could make a siyum full-fledged on a blot. Bacher comes home to his father, this younger man. He tells his father, and Moshe said, he goes, really? A blot I can handle. He went, he was new, he started learning, took a couple of weeks, he finished the blot. It was such a joyous simcha. And he went, he took his father to Reb Moshe, Reb Moshe gave him a bracha, and he told him, he said, you're so amazing, whatever Moshe gave him chizik, I should say. To make a long story short, They made a full-fledged siyum that night. This year was Nifter in his sleep. This whole year, soichet to make a siyum. Again, you can be superstitious about the story. Whatever you want to say happened at the Maisa. But I remember thinking to myself when I heard that story, probably that was his tafkid in life. It's hard to know. Yeah, Hashem was mezakim because he had a son in Talmud Chacham that he was able to make a siyum. He was soichet. And that siyum tells us, Rav Moshe, it was just as precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a siyum hashas for someone else. This is a yid who never learned until he was 80 years old. He finished one blot, and that siyum was something that was special. Ha'oshir lo yarba, says the Sfasemes, v'hadal lo yamit. Stop counting pages. Count the fire, count the quality. Every bacher, we don't look to the side. Up, we look up, not to the sides. It doesn't make a difference what someone else is doing, how easy it is. In Shemayim, what did Rabbi Shulman Levi's son say? It was not the people who were respected and everyone was in awe. It was the people who said, and the things that no one knows. No one knows how hard you're working. But remember, just because down here it looks one way, what goal over here is to understand how Kodesh Baruch Hu sees us. Tells Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, Su es Reish B'nei Yisrael, go lift them up by counting them. And once you give the same exact, why? Not everyone has the same brain, but everyone has the same potential exactly to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have your mahalach, he has his mahalach, it makes no difference. The message Shasemus leaves us with is how do you uplift by recognizing we're all equidistant. What does it say will happen when Mashiach comes? Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to sit? In the center, and we're all going to be in a circle. And what does Chazal teach us? Why? And we're all going to say, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Loi. It's equidistant. Every single, in a circle, everyone is equidistant to the center. Every yid has the same exact potential to get close. Could you finish Shas B'Iyun like someone else? No one guaranteed that. But we do guarantee, says Rishas Emes, that we could be the same exact close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and be zeichet b'ifim l'yoinim l'mala. That's the chizik of Parsha Shkolim that we go into. Every bach has to internalize as you come to the end, to this man. Sometimes bachim think, no, don't look forward, back. Look today. Am I giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a blot with Eish, with my passion? Am I learning Gishmak? Am I doing Gishmak? And if the answer is yes, you're coming close. And remember, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Su'es Reish B'nei Yisrael, I don't know what day that was in the Jewish calendar. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shemayim on Yom Kippur. And he said, Hashem is Moichel you with love. That was the day of Su'es Reish. That was the day that after we did Averis and we were far, because Baruch Hu says, nobody get broken. Everyone should know, even though we just did the Eagle, even though that was that day, Su'es Reish Mei Yisrael was the first mitzvah after we came down with the Kapara. Everyone's equal. Even though you were part of the Eagle, you weren't part of the Eagle. Forget about it. If you want to come close, everyone has the same potential. We should all be Zeichet to Steig and have a wonderful, beautiful Shabbat.